No, this magic belongs to no boy.
Grow up.
I'm the captain now.
Not another move!
Lost boys.
Every last one of us.
Not old boy.
So?
But I guess it doesn't really matter.
I watched Disney Plus's new Peter Pan and Wendy, so you don't have to. Let's talk about it.
Young Apollo with the
All right, before we get into this movie review and woke score, please like and subscribe. We want as many people to find this channel as possible, so you know what you gotta do. So in watching this 1 hour and 45 minute film, I am reminded of the famous gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss meme, which is the live, laugh, love of modern day feminists. If I had to judge who this movie was made by, I imagine it would be a group of modern day feminists. And so we will be breaking down this review into those three categories: gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss. Spoilers ahead. Okay, so let's start off with category number one, gaslight. You all know the Lost Boys of the original Peter Pan story. Well, the Lost Boys are now lost boys, lost girls, and presumably lost they, thems too. This movie has a lot of forced diversity that is just strewn all throughout the film. Not only do you have a black Tinkerbell, which I guess people feel different ways about, but you have black and Asian pirates, black and Asian lost boys. You have twin girls who are black, presumably, who are playing in the Lost Boys group as well. You have Native American representation throughout this film, which in totality would be fine if we were seeing this in a modern day movie, but it just feels so forced. It is unbelievable. And these thoughts might pop up in anybody's mind when watching this movie, especially if they remember the original film. How does the movie take care of the fact that the Lost Boys are now lost girls and they thems? Wendy just shrugs it off and says this.
Lost boys!
Every last one of us.
Not old boy.
No.
But I guess it doesn't really matter.
And let's talk about Wendy, a character that I feel very gaslit by, because Wendy is meant to be a Victorian girl. We all know what Victorian women were like in their day and age. Well, Wendy is different, right? Wendy, instead of having visions of maybe having a family, getting married and having children and living out what would be a typical traditional Victorian lifestyle, instead has dreams of becoming a writer and traveling the world and leading that to a life of an old spinster where she apparently dies alone, and this is what she envisions in the film for herself. She even says in the film, I don't even know that I would want to be a mother, and that is a key characteristic of this character throughout the film. The one thing this movie couldn't gaslight me into thinking is that it was good, hence the reason it has a 17% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. Now off to our second category, gatekeep. The writers and director of this film, I guess, chose to gatekeep all of the original source material for Peter Pan, Wendy, Tinkerbell, The Lost Boys, Captain Hook, and now we just have a bunch of flat characters who are acting on screen for us throughout the duration of this movie. Gone are the classic themes of this film and of this story, the timeless lessons that are presented throughout the film, and the distinctive characteristic differences between young boys and young girls that is explored in the original tale. In the original tale, there is a reason we have the lost boys, because boys, particularly in adolescence, struggle to mature at the same rate as women do. And Wendy is supposed to be this mature figure who shows up in this movie to sort of usher the boys out of their adolescence and show them a different way, a more mature way. And that falls completely flat in this film. We also see a massive change in the story of Captain Hook and Peter Pan and how the animosity between them grew. In the original film, we know virtually nothing about Captain Hook and his origins. In this new film, they actually spin a story that turns Peter Pan into the antagonist in my eyes, where we are told that Captain Hook is in fact one of the original Lost Boys, in fact, the original Lost Boy. He then meets Peter Pan and they begin a best friend relationship where later Captain Hook longs for the presence of his mother, goes out to find her, even though Peter Pan does not want him to, and is left empty-handed when he cannot find her. And upon not being able to find his mother, he is then adopted by a group of pirates, I guess. And that's how he becomes the captain of this ship, returns to Peter Pan, where Peter Pan then chops off his hand and feeds it to the famous crocodile that is present in the film with the ticking clock as he has swallowed Captain Hook's watch. That story paints Peter Pan in not the best light. He's certainly not the protagonist in this retelling of the classic. As I said, the gatekeeping is strong.
Strong with you.
It's especially strong when you take a classic storyline like this and try to shove it through the filter of a modern day lens. All of the good stuff was left behind in the retelling of this movie, and this is a movie that will be stamped with the year 2023, meaning regardless of what year you watch this, you will know exactly when it was made due to the themes that are presented and the forced diversity throughout this film. It will not stand the test of time. And of course, we have our last category of judgment, girl boss. The girl boss energy in this film is off the charts, which is happening in most modern films today. So let's talk about some of the female characters we get in this film. First, we have Tiger Lily, a Native American character who saves Peter Pan's life because, of course, he can't do that on his own, while randomly throughout the film speaking in her native tongue, even though it is made abundantly clear that none of the characters can understand what she's saying, and she also speaks English and is perfectly capable of speaking English to convey the words and the message that she is trying to put out into the world. Then we have Tinkerbell, a classic character who in fact has no character in this film and no depth of personality presented at all in this movie. She is in fact just a vessel for pixie dust, which functions as some sort of deus ex machina that takes them out of all the bad situations that they get into as characters. If you watch the original Peter Pan story, you would remember a famous sort of squabble between Wendy and Tinkerbell, where they don't really like each other. At the very least, Tinkerbell does not like Wendy. But we don't have this in this movie, because in the modern day, all women love each other, for we are all girl bosses together. And of course, we have our dearest Wendy darling, who is meant to be a feminine, mature figure who moves the story along, adds a little bit of depth, and of course, distinction between all of the characters. But Wendy in this film is yet another girl boss who sword fights better than all the other boys, saves them constantly, and has this iconic feminist line.
This magic belongs to no boy.
And of course, we can't talk about the girl bosses without referencing the soy boys. Peter Pan, who is meant to be this masculine adolescent boy, is reduced down to a babbling, immature, emotional guy who cannot defend himself, let alone an entire group of lost boys and girls and they-thems. And then, of course, we have Captain Hook, who is meant to take on a more grown, aggressive view of masculinity, who in this film is a very emotional man who cries out for friendship and his lost mommy. Both Peter and Captain Hook are reduced down to a puddle of tears by the end of this film, where Peter yells, "I'm sorry," to Captain Hook in this grand apology rather than fighting his foe. Everything in this film is rewritten and flipped and diversified, and so much so that when watching this film, all of it falls flat. When you're watching something that is truly diverse and truly has depth, you'll feel the highs and lows of these characters and their development and their anguish and the struggle and resolution that they go through throughout the film. This is all you get throughout Peter Pan and Wendy, at least this version created by Disney Plus. You get gaslit, gatekept, and girl bossed throughout the entire 1 hour and 45 minutes. So watch it if you're courageous enough to watch it. But remember, it's got that 17% review on Rotten Tomatoes for a reason. Anyways, those are my thoughts on Peter Pan and Wendy. I sat through the film. I'm sure there's much more to be gleaned from it, maybe that I missed. These are just the things that stuck out to me in watching this rendition of the Peter Pan and Wendy story. If you watched it, let me know how you feel in the comments down below. And as always, we encourage healthy debate. If you don't feel as though the diversity was too much in this film, or you didn't in fact get gaslit, gatekept, and girl bossed, you let me know down below. And as always, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post a new video for you guys, which is every single day. See you next time. What do you want me to watch next?